So San Diego Christian will be kicking off. I'm going to see if I can find myself a slightly higher vantage point. Huh? Thanks for talking to me, Coach. So I'm going to see if I can get up a little bit out of the off the field level here. Maybe not. I don't know. It's going to be tricky. All right, San Diego Christian in their black home uniforms with red numbers, black helmets. Kicking off with them. Number six, that's Owen Gurney, a senior. I don't know. I was thinking I might go up in the top of the bleachers, get a little bit better angle, but it's just there is no good vantage point here. They don't let you up there. What's that? Is it? If you're behind the offense, so you can actually see who's doing something. If you're on the other side, it's pretty tough to see what's going on.
San Diego Christian, number six, senior Owen.
All right, back for the Warriors. Looks like we've got Mason Mendez back there, along with Bryce Mendez and maybe Mr. Cuello back there. Looks like. All right, set to kick off. San Diego Christian will get this thing started. It's a good San Diego Christian team. Comes in with a 2-1 record. Drives this one deep. They always have a good kicker. Mendez takes it at about the 15. Cuts back out to the outside. Nice cut there and forced out of bounds.
Bryce Mendez.
Maybe somewhere around the 30.
He's pushed out of bounds by Lucas Fuller from 34 at the
28-yard line. Okay, Warriors with the ball at their own 28-yard line to get things started. You get Amity cheerleaders in the background. Traveling down here under Coach Nicef. Under center for the Warriors, Jackson Walker, sophomore. Going to hand off to Mendez. Going to his right. Got the corner a little bit. Drags a couple of tackles with it out across the 30 to about the 32-yard line. Pick up about 4 yards.
Around the right side. Crosses the 30.
Bryce Mendez. No, that wasn't Mendez. They got back. I'm not sure who that was on the carry. I'll have to get a better number angle here. Warriors in a 2nd and 6. Walker, hands off. Yoakum, plowing ahead across the 35 maybe. Off that right, right behind the guard there on the right side. Larson in on the tackle for San Diego Christian. It's going to bring up 3rd and short, a couple yards. I couldn't see the number. Thanks. Brandon Aird was on that first carry. Thank you, Mr. Yoakum. Appreciate that. Warriors in there. Split double wing formation there. You're going to give it to Yoakum, trying to get outside. He is wrapped up and brought down in the backfield. Nice tackle there.
In the backfield and dropped for a 4-yard loss.
Looking to see who that was made that play. Might have been number 7.
John Coyner.
Yeah, Coyner on that tackle. Playing the right defensive end. Real athletic-looking defensive end. And the punt unit comes on for the Warriors. They had that 3rd and 2. Lost about 4 yards on that. So it's going to be 4th and 6, and they'll punt ball at the 37-yard line of Amity.
John Coyler in punt for the Warriors.
Coyler to punt.
Late Bossard back to receive.
Warriors. Got to get Tompkins on the field. So they had 11 guys. We're going to get a flag for coming on late. Good punt. Drives all the way back to the 29-yard line. Taken there. Duke made to the outside and then brought down out of bounds. Yoakum with a hard tackle. But they're going to bring this one back after all of that. The return was by Bossart, senior. But that's going to come back. The flag was thrown in the backfield prior to the kick. So, getting this one sorted out here. It's going to be an illegal substitution. against the Warriors. And they're going to kick this again. So they'll back it up 5 yards. The ball, well, it was a 4th and 6. Now it'll be a 4th and 11. 5 yard penalty. So Amity will try punting this again. Coelho had a good kick. Decent return by Bossart. Bossart now finds himself standing at his own 44-yard line looking to return this. Coelho tried again. This one, a low end-over-end, might have been tipped. And we're going to get a flag as they ran into Coelho. The question is going to be, is this a 15-yard automatic first down type? Coelho got annihilated. Personal foul. So the Warriors are going to get this ball back. So that is prior to possession of the ball, 15-yarder. So because the penalty happens before the possession is switched over, the ball is in the air. Sandy M. Christian didn't have possession of the ball. So
15-yard penalty,
that 15-yard penalty be assessed against them. And it'll bring up a first down for the Warriors. They mark this off. They're going to put it at the 47 or the 42-yard line of Amity. So first and 10, Amity, they get some new life here on a bad mistake by Sandy M. Christian. First and 10, Warriors. Ball at their own 42. Yoakum behind Walker. Wing T formation. Yoakum trying to get outside to the left. And he is wrapped up and brought out of bounds on a loss there. Pointer in on that tackle. Good defensive end, just an athletic kid. He's not very big. Probably only weighs 150, maybe. 165 tops. But he's quick. He's getting off blocks. And did his job there by stretching that play out to the sideline and then finally bringing down Yoakum. It's going to be 2nd and 13 for the Warriors. All back at their 39. Shotgun formation now for Jackson. Walker, he throws it out. He's got Coelho. Coelho trying to turn it upfield. He's going to get about 2 yards, maybe 3 back.
Walker's pass is complete.
It's going to be a 3-yard gain back to the 42-yard line. So it's going to be 3rd and 10. Got that yardage back that they lost on that first run.
Dean Smith. Bossart and Smith on the stop of Coelho. Getting back to the original one. 3rd and 10.
So 3rd and 10 for the Warriors. This time Walker under center in the wing T formation. He's got Tompkins split out to his left. Drops, looking to throw, under pressure, rolls to his left, steps, throws, too high. Had Tompkins crossing over the middle, but incomplete off his hands. It's going to be 4th and 10 for the Warriors. They will be punting again. Fourth and 10, Coelho to punt. The bleachers are a little sketchy, Ron. Wow. Don't move. They'll knock me off. So punt for Coelho. Gets this one off. It's a good punt. Hits it about the 34 and down at the 34-yard line. Good hustle there by Tompkins. So Sandy M. Christian will get their first attempt on offense here, starting at their own 34-yard line. 1st and 10 there. Got some guys here to my left that could probably suit up and go out and play still. Keenan Graham, George Meeker, Colby, Dylan. If only they had some size and speed, they would have been good athletes. It only gets worse, guys. You get older, trust me. All right, Sandy M. Christian working out of a shotgun formation with two receivers to the right. One to the left, bring a man in motion. It's number 6. There's the snap. We're going to have a false start. At second guy moving there. And we're bringing Gurney in motion. So it's going to back him up 5 yards, 1st and 15. So kind of an ominous start for Sandy M. Christian here. Struggled a little bit on special teams. With a 15-yard penalty, giving Amity another set of downs. And now Here comes the man in motion. It's Gurney. There's the handoff inside. Tries to bounce it out to the right. Brought down after a short gain. Going to get up about 7 yards. I guess it's not too short of a gain. Gets past the original line of scrimmage out to about the 37-yard line. Coiner with the carry. That's that right defensive end who's given the Warriors fits already. Second and about 7 yards to go for Santiam Christian. Their scoreboard's a little slow. I can't look at that. Shotgun formation. Claps got a jump. They got a jump and an offsides. It was for the Warriors, the jump was Adam. And they're going to call offsides. They're going to say the offensive lineman jumped after Adam Mirza was into the neutral zone. So what happens on that is if you get in the neutral zone, you get back out. It's no big deal. But if you're in the neutral zone and that causes them to have a false start, then it's an offsides penalty. Shotgun formation still. Two wide receivers. They run Coiner up the middle. He breaks a couple tackles, and he's out across the 50 to the 47-yard line of Amity. Cooper Yoakum in on that final tackle there. Sexton also in on the tackle. Quarterback is number 5, Fitzpatrick, just a sophomore. It's rare that they've had such a short quarterback here, Ron. Usually they have some kid about 6'2 or 6'3 with a cannon for an arm. They don't have any impressive size in their wideouts either. They have the tight end here that was about 6'6. Yeah. So Fitzpatrick in the shotgun, running back on either side of him, two wideouts, so three wideouts. They throw quick into the slot. It's caught. He breaks loose of a tackle. Sexton was right there and had him what looked like what should have been wrapped up, but he got loose from Sexton. Gurney with the catch. He gets inside the 40 to about the 34-yard line of Amity. 12-yard gain. Warriors with some poor tackling there. They thought they were going to break up the pass. They didn't, and then they didn't wrap up either. Fitzpatrick, 5 yards deep behind the center. He's going to hand off up the middle. And brought down is number 10, Max David, I believe. He's going to pick up about 4 yards. They're saying that Smith. I don't see a Smith. Second and 6 coming up for the Eagles. They march this ball down the field methodically here. No real big plays yet. 12-yard pass plays, their biggest play. Had a 7-yard run also. At the 30 of Amity, 2nd and 4, Fitzpatrick brings a man in motion from the left. He hands to him. There's a sweep coming to the right, trying to get outside. Warriors try to stretch it out. He turns it upfield, and he's brought down. Looks like Gurney on the carry. Down inside the 10-yard line. Close to it anyway. They're going to say it's at the 10.5. So it's not going to be 1st and goal. It's going to be 1st and 10. There's a good run there, almost 20 yards on that. Warriors just did not get off blocks. They got strung out and never disengaged from the blocker to make the play. Fitzpatrick, 4 wide receivers now, 2 on each side. Brings the slot man from the right in motion, hands to him. It's number 2, trying to turn it upfield. Warriors stretch it out. Yoakum makes the play after a gain of maybe a yard. Bosshard on the carry. I'm going to say he got about 2 yards on that. He got about a yard and maybe a yard and a half. 2nd and 8 or so. Well, just inside about the 9-yard line. They got one wide receiver split out 20 yards to the right. Two bunched up on the left. They bring the slot man from the left in motion. They hand faked him. They drop it. It's on the floor. And it's picked up by the Warriors. Bad exchange between Gurney and Fitzpatrick. And that ball was just sitting there on the turf waiting for somebody to jump on it. and the Warriors do. They recover it at the 13-yard line, first and 10, Amity with a big turnover, unforced error on the Eagles. So the Warriors will take over at their own 13-yard line. That's the first time we've had a stop in a while. Warriors break the huddle. Jackson Walker under center, wing T formation. Nope, single wing formation. Bring man in motion. Hand off to the deep back, and who's going to pick up a couple of yards, maybe out to the 15. It's Quelo. Picking up two hard yards there off the right guard. Second and eight for the Warriors. Ball just about the 15-yard line. Mendez brings in the play from the sideline. Jackson Walker under center. And we're going to have a false start on the Warriors.
False start. Ball against Lenny, back him up five. It'll be second and 13.
So Ian came over here and told me who was wearing 28, but I did not hear him very well. So he's going to tell me again. I love this. It's like half a second delay. It's awesome. He can hear what I'm saying, knows what's going on. Hold on a second, folks. Thought he wasn't going to play. All right, Brandon Aird back. That's why I'm confused. Okay, I thought I misheard you earlier. All right, Brandon Aird back in the Warriors uniform with those tough shoulders problems he's had. Warriors throw over the middle. Got a receiver. Top of the Bradley Sexton across the 40. Step to the 44-yard line. That ball was almost picked off. And we're going to have a sideline penalty right here, Ron. Sideline interference. Going to be a warning. Boy, we have this all the time. Just undisciplined on the sideline, folks. They're going to move the chains. It's just going to be a warning. But these guys have got to stay on that red line. Doesn't matter how exciting the play is on the out on the field. You've got to maintain that 2 yard setback from the sideline. 35 yards on that pass completion out to the 45-yard line. That ball was almost picked off. It caused Bradley to juggle it when it did hit his hands, but a great job of concentrating by Sexton, the sophomore, pulled it in and then turned it upfield for another 5 yards. Big pass play for the Warriors to the 45-yard line. Wing T formation, going to give on the counter to Aird. Aird cuts to the line, up across the 50 to the 45-yard line. Brandon Aird with an outstanding run. That's a different kind of runner than what we've had out there so far this year. He hits that hole and just explodes through it. At the 45-yard line, if his shoulders will hold up, he'd be an all-league runner.
He's been a good runner.
Yep, just can't stay healthy. But apparently also can't resist being out there on the field with his friends. I understand. He's a senior this year. He wants to enjoy that senior year. Aird playing that four-back. Quelo with the two. He comes in motion. Going to hand to Yoakum. Yoakum up the middle, making guys miss. Out across the 40, inside the 35, down to the 30-yard line. Cooper Yoakum with a 15-yard gain right up the middle. And, hey, that lack of size on that defensive line, Ron, we haven't seen that here at Sandy M. Christian in the past. They've always had some pretty stout interior linemen. Warriors able to create some holes. Cooper Yoakum running hard, getting that across into deep now into Sandy M. Christian territory at the 30-yard line. First and 10, Amity. 3 minutes left to go, first quarter. Fast first quarter because, well, there's not a lot of stoppages when you run the ball. And complete passes. Wing T formation. Walker hands to Yoakum again off the right tackle, trying to get outside. He's brought down after a short gain. He's going to pick up about maybe 3 yards, 4 yards. Knocks in on the tackle. So it's going to be second and six for the Warriors. 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Not the best lit field. They've got some, it's lit well out in the middle. The corners are kind of dark here. A lot of shadows on the field.
Always has.
Yep. Warriors huddle up. Need to hurry here. Gotta get a little faster on that play call. Jackson Walker under center. Wing T formation. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Coach Ball. He saw something he didn't like there in that formation or maybe the defensive alignment. So first timeout called by the Warriors. And that will give us a chance to kind of update you on what's going on. I did not load my music, so you're going to have to wait a second here. But probably get our commercials up and going here momentarily. Always a good thing to do for those people that sponsor us. Warriors off to a very nice start here so far, Ron. No complaints at all. Ron says their JV beat them on Monday 16-6. So right. Play the two quarters they can play and call them good, yeah. But we don't have that much depth. Yeah. Haven't seen Meeker with Aird in there. We haven't seen Meeker yet this game. All right, Warriors ready to go after the timeout. Second and six. Ball at the 26-yard line. Ball's on the ground. Coelho trying to get on it, and it's picked up by Sandingham Christian. So the Warriors return the favor at just about the same place in the field. We got it at the 13. They're going to get it at the 31 or so. So the Warriors and the Eagles trade fumble turnovers here. That handoff was never clean there. Walker handed it off to Coelho, and there's just not a good exchange there. Maverick Melton coming to the sideline asking the Yoakum men to help him out with some taping there. All right, Warriors back on the defensive side of the ball now. No score, 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Quarterback keeper on the left side, knocked out of bounds after a decent gain. It's going to be a gain of about 7 maybe. And that was a different quarterback. That was Fosdick in there, number 4. So it was Fitzpatrick, the sophomore. Now they have Fosdick in there as a junior playing the quarterback position. I think it's number 4. Hard to read their numbers. Red on black, not easy. We might make some mistakes. Fosdick gets the running back to his left. Brings a man in motion from the left slot. Hand off to the running back up the middle. He's fast all the way across the 50 to about the 47. That was Coyner again. He just explodes through that hole at the line of scrimmage. First and 10, 19-yard gain for Coyner. He's a legitimate running back. Coyner is a senior. I don't remember him from basketball, Ron, that name. It doesn't sound familiar to me. He's not a real big guy. That's all we've seen so far, for sure. Two wides to the right, one in the slot, one out to the left. And they're going to take a timeout, I think. The booth is calling for one. We can hear him. So something wasn't right there. So we're going to have a timeout on the field, 0-0 with just under a minute to go. They're letting the clock run here with a timeout. They might want to stop the clock. I don't know. Maybe not. Just going to run the clock. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what's going on with the clock. Maybe it's a timeout timer. I don't know. That's funny. That had everybody a little worked up. Nobody else has that that set up. We're going to take a quick break here. Message from OES.
Oregon Equipment Sales, formerly known as OVS, is a one-stop shop for all your ag, steel, and Honda power equipment. With two locations conveniently located outside of McMinnville and Aurora, OES is there to help in any way they can. With parts, sales, and service departments, they can get you back up and running as quickly as possible. Contact them at 503-435-2700 or online at orequipmentsales.com.
All right, here we go. Out of the timeout, they take the handoff. Quarterback keeper up the middle, wrapped up and brought down after a nice gain. Once again, that's Fosdick, number four on the keep. So it's going to be a gain of, about 7 yards, 8 yards. So ball to the 39-yard line of Amity, second and a long two to go for the Eagles. Warriors defensively having a hard time stopping the run in this game, whether it's on a sweep or right up the middle. There haven't been a lot of plays stopped for short yardage. There's the give to Coyner trying to get left, and there we get one wrapped up and brought down in the backfield. He bounced off of the first tackle. Again, not a good wrap up there, but he bounced off into the backfield and then was wrapped up and brought down. So loss of about 2 yards on the play brings up third, four. And that'll be the end of the first quarter with the score. Amity 0, Sandy Am Christian 0. We'll be back after a couple of messages.
Did you know that the health of your teeth and mouth has a direct impact on your body's overall health? This makes regular dental visits very important. Copper Dental, the office of Dr. Melinda Judd, located on 2nd Street in McMinnville, is a great office to receive this regular care. At Copper Dental, they strive to treat every patient in a friendly and professional manner. There are also two golden retrievers, Copper and Rusty, who are there to greet and help calm patients every day. Copper Dental accepts many dental insurance plans, so if you're looking for a friendly dental office and you love dogs, this may be the place for you. Mention this ad when calling to schedule your new patient appointment. The staff at Copper Dental, and especially Dr. Judd, want a shout out. Go Warriors!
Jed McMullen Electric would like to thank the Amity community for all their support over the past 10 years. As Amity alumni, Jed and Kim are proud to support all Warrior athletics and activities. McMullen Electric, your hometown electrical contractor. Call 503-435-9487 for all your electrical needs.
As we get ready to start the second quarter here from Sandy Am Christian High School, where the Amity Warriors and the Sandy Am Christian Eagles are tied at zero after one quarter. In a way, I'd have to say that's a bit of a moral victory, right, Ron? So the Warriors with 48 yards passing and 32 yards rushing in that first quarter. They have 60 yards rushing and 12 yards passing. Both teams with one turnover here in the first half. So the Eagles have a third and four. Ball at the 31-yard line of Amity. Or the 41-yard line, excuse me. You're going to hand a Coyner, wrapped up in the backfield, brought down. What a great play by Miles Oyua. Oyua with an outstanding play, getting into the backfield, wrapping up Coyner and ripping him to the ground. It's going to be fourth and four. No gain on the play. Great job, Oyua. Good to have him back. He had a pretty good bruise going on that leg last game. Took him out of the game. He was limping pretty good for a couple of days, but he's back. They're going to go for it on fourth and four from the 41-yard line of Amity. This, I would assume, is going to be a pass play, wouldn't you, Ron? Coyner to the right of the quarterback, Fosdick. Fosdick brings a man in motion from the left slot. Going to fake to him. Fosdick on the keeper. He stretches out to the left, and he's going to get the first down. He's going to pick up about six on that. Gets it across the 35, 7-yard gain to the 34-yard line. Good read by Fosdick, able to be patient on that. He faked the handoff. We've got an Eagle down on the ground, one of their linemen. I think he's going to be okay. He's just slow to get up. I think it's a lineman, isn't it? Maybe not. Can't see the number. We've got a timeout on the field. The Warriors we'll head to the sideline while they get this guy all figured out here.
Mark your calendar for the Amity Senior Parent Auction, February 3rd, 2024.
Don't forget about that coming up. Oh, that was the quarterback. That was Fosdick who was on the carry. So that'll bring Fitzpatrick back in, I assume. He got the 7 yards, got the first down. It's first and 10, ball at the 34-yard line of Amity. And that'll bring Fitzpatrick back into the game. The question is, how's Fitzpatrick's confidence? You benched him after the fumble. Now you bring him back in on this drive that Fosdick was running pretty well. Fitzpatrick in the shotgun. He's got a corner on his right and David on his left. Two wides to the right, one to the left. Fitzpatrick, no motion on this one. He's going to hand to David through the hole. Still going out across the 25, maybe to the 25-yard line before he stood up and brought down. They're going to mark it at the 26, I think. They said that's Smith. I don't see Smith in their roster anywhere. Yeah, on their roster, that's Max David. So we'll try to remember to call him Smith going forward. Helps if you get your rosters right. Ours is wrong with 28. Theirs is wrong with number 10. So Smith on the carry gets them close to a first down. It's going to be second and one. They're early in the second quarter, and now we've got a whistle and a flag. Delay a game. Thrown by the back judge. Oh, illegal substitution against Santiam Christian. So instead of second and one, 12 on the field. So it's going to be a 5-yard penalty and a second down and six instead of a second and one. Clock winds with 10:10 to go in the first half. 0-0 game here at Santiam Christian High School. Nice crowd on hand here for Santiam Christian. Shotgun for Fitzpatrick. Hands off, fakes the handoff to Coyner. Throws it to Smith. Smith makes one man miss and then spins his way down to about the 20-yard line. It's going to be a first down. First and 10. They're going to spot that right at the 20. First and 10 there for Santiam Christian. So the last time they got this deep into our territory, they got down inside the 10-yard line and fumbled the ball. So we'll see if the Warriors can stiffen defensively here and cause another turnover. First and 10 Eagles. Fitzpatrick in for the injured Fosdick, and they're going to have a false start. He tried to go with a hard count there to get the Warriors to jump, and instead he got Smith to jump. That's another 5-yard penalty against them. Be first and 15. So they'll back that up to the 25-yard line. Santiam Christian with two wideouts to the left, one to the right, two running backs, one on each side of the quarterback. Fitzpatrick, who's 5 yards deep in the shotgun, takes the snap, hands to Coyner right up the middle. Stumbling forward, he's going to be close to a first down, maybe a little bit short. They're going to get to about the maybe 17. Let's see where they mark this, 18-yard line. 7-yard gain, so it brings up second and 8. Ball at about the 8-yard line, or the 18-yard line, excuse me. Same formation, Fitzpatrick. In the shotgun, takes a snap, hands off to Coyner again. He's wrapped up at the line and brought down in on that tackle for the Warriors, number 20, Khalil Mirza. Nice play by the sophomore. So it's going to basically no gain, so second and eight, or third and eight, excuse me. They're slow on the scoreboard up here. Every time I look over there, they haven't changed anything yet. Third and eight. 8 minutes to go in the first half. 0-0 game here from Santiam Christian. So two wides each way. One in the slot, one out on the almost the numbers. Bring a man in motion from the right slot. They're going to hand it to him. And double, it's on a reverse. Trying to get outside. No containment there by the Warriors. And he's whoever it is, number 6, I believe. Kearney. And Gurney is down inside the 10-yard line. That'll be a first and goal. Ran the reverse, and on the Warriors' side of things, it was number 22, Bryce Mendez, who bit in just a little bit too much on that right side of the offense, coming across from that left, I don't know if he was playing left corner or something there. He was in the right place. He just didn't stay, didn't keep the containment. Your job is to turn that guy back up inside. He let him get around him. And we're going to have a timeout on the field by the official. Yeah, they're trying to make sure they've got the, and I don't know what's going on here. I see a lot of people standing around not doing anything. All right, they've got it figured out, whatever it was. First and goal from the 9-yard line. Breezy here now, winds up to about 10 miles an hour. Quick throw out to the left slot. It's number 2, trying to turn it up. Makes two guys miss, and he's into the end zone. That is Bradford. So they threw that to the little bubble screen to the slot man, and the Eagles get in the end zone for the first score of the game, 6-0 in favor of San Diego Christian. We've got 7:18 left to go in the first half. Now, usually they kick, Ron. Are they a kicking team this year? Looks like it. Gurney will kick. Seems like they've always got somebody that can drive the ball about 50 yards through the air. So Gurney will kick this one. Waiting for the snap. There's the snap. He gets it down, gets it up, hammers it through. 7-0 in favor of San Diego Christian. We'll take a quick break and be back after these messages here. This is Amity Warrior Sports.
Contact Tim Harsmet, Country Financial, today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own, no matter what it looks like. To protect what matters most, call Tim Harsmet, Country Financial, 503-565-2043.
Brian O'Neill Construction has you covered for all your contracting needs. Contact us today at 503-991-0237. Mark your calendar for the Amity Senior Parent Auction, February 3rd, 2024. Brian.
Yeah, we fumbled it. We had the ball. We recovered their fumble at the 13, and they recovered ours at the 31. Yeah, 69-yard drive. Ron and I are trying to do some math there. It's not always easy. You have to try to remember what actually happened. All right, Tompkins back deep to receive along with Meeker. This is going to be Meeker. He's going to take it at about the 10-yard line, excuse me, up the middle. And he's wrapped up. Sorry, you're right. That is not. That's Mason Mendez. I thought that was a 7. Gets it out to the 22, a 12-yard return. He's stuffed up there. It'll be first and 10 Warriors. See if they can put a response drive together here after the San Diego Christian 69-yard touchdown drive. 9-yard touchdown pass from Fitzpatrick to Bradford for the touchdown. Tompkins in from the sideline with the play. That's always kind of baffled me. And it's nothing new, right? It's been going on for years. It's like, why didn't that play go in with the quarterback when you had a break in the action, right? All right, Warriors ball. There's a run coming right at us, so we can't see anything. Brandon Aird on the carry. Plowing ahead, going to get out about 4 yards on the play out to the 30 or the 26-yard line. We don't have a great angle here. We're only, like, my feet are, what, maybe 5 feet off the ground. That's it in terms of angle. So a lot of things we just can't see very well. There's no crow's nest for us here. 2nd and 6 for the Warriors. Ball at the 26-yard line of Amity. Split out to the left. Mendez, bring a man in motion, Yoakum. Going to be a loss on the carry there. as Coelho brought down. He comes up a little gimpy. Pointer in the backfield making the tackle. Loss of a couple. It's going to be third and eight now. Warriors struggling to get anything going consistently in the run game. Brandon Aird has really been the only thing they've had that's been able to break any kind of yardage. Cooper had one nice run as well. Been tough sledding for the Warriors. Walker back throws. He's got his man. It's Aird. He plows ahead. It's going to be enough for a first down, maybe? It's going to be close. It's going to be really close. Ball's at the 33. They're going to move the chains. Just enough for the first down. Great pass from Walker to Aird for the completion and got the 8 yards they needed on the nose. 5.5 minutes to go. First half, 7-0, Sandingham Christian. Mendez brings in the play from the sideline. Yeah, I'd like to see that whole play coming in like immediately, right? You need to, you just have to know kind of what your next play is. If we have a first down, this is what we're doing. If we've got a second down or a third and short, we've got this. Third and long is this. There's the snap. There's the pitch. On the reverse, it's on the ground. That was a handoff attempt on the reverse between Yoakum and Mendez, and it's recovered by, waiting for a signal. They're going to say it's Amity ball still. So it's going to be second, and they lost about maybe five on it, six. Tried to run a reverse on that. Jackson Walker handed off to Cooper Yoakum. Cooper on the reverse attempt to Mendez, and that handoff just didn't happen. Boy, and Tompkins looks pretty gimpy coming in there. He is having a hard time running right now. So the Warriors now facing a down and distance challenge, second and 16. Walker under center. Fakes the handoff, wants to pass. He's got a man off the hands of Sexton, intercepted by number 8, maybe number 9. We got a penalty, couple of penalties thrown, but after the interception, I believe that was picked off by Johnson. Nope, Ron, excuse me, number 8. He returns it, but maybe some blocks in the back on that return. But right off the hands of Sexton, it was a high pass. Sexton couldn't handle it, went right into the hands of Ron. Sexton was open. Pass was just a little bit high. Sailed a little bit on Walker. Still waiting to see. Here comes the call on the penalty. Going to be an illegal block in the back against Sandingham Christian, so they're going to move this back to the 33-yard line. So first and 10, Sandingham Christian at the Amity 33 with a 7-0 lead and 4:11 left to go in the first half. It's just a little high, but you got to come down with that to the receiver. What you can't have it do is go off your hands up into the air. That's the cardinal sin. It's a good job by Rom, for sure. Fitzpatrick hands off to Coyner. Coyner cuts back. He's gone. He's going to take that one to the house. A 33-yard touchdown run for John Coyner. Great little cutback. He's got quick feet. He started inside. Nothing there. Made one cut, and then it was just a straight sprint to the left corner of the end zone. Sandingham Christian with their second score. Warriors defense really putting, or Warriors offense putting the Warrior defense in a bad situation. Gurney to kick the extra point here for Sandingham Christian, trying to make it 14-0. And he does. 14-0, Sandy Ann Christian, 4:03 left to go in the first half. We'll be back after these messages.
Did you know that the health of your teeth and mouth has a direct impact on your body's overall health? This makes regular dental visits very important. Copper Dental, the office of Dr. Melinda Judd, located on 2nd Street in McMinnville, is a great office to receive this regular care. At Copper Dental, they strive to treat every patient in a friendly and professional manner. There are also two golden retrievers, Copper and Rusty, who are there to greet and help calm patients every day. Copper Dental accepts many dental insurance plans, so if you're looking for a friendly dental office and you love dogs, this may be the place for you. Mention this ad when calling to schedule your new patient appointment. The staff at Copper Dental, and especially Dr. Judd, want to shout out, Go Warriors!
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football. 4:03 left to go, first half, 14-0, Sandy Ann Christian, as they have capitalized on two fumbles now by the Warriors, turning both of those into points. Gurdy set to kick off from the 40 of Sandy Ann Christian. We're all ready, and the approach, and he drives this one. That was an offside on the far guy. They don't call it fielded by the Warriors at about the 25. Cuts back up inside across the 30 to the 32-yard line, maybe. Mendez on the return, Bryce Mendez. Warriors will start at the 31-yard line. Amity ball, first and 10, in desperate need of putting a drive together here, Ron. They've had a couple of nice isolated plays, haven't put the string together, you know, three or four in a row. Tompkins brings in the play from the sideline. Walker under center. Hands off to Yoakum. Plows ahead to the left side. Had two running backs helping him block on that side. He's going to get out to about the 34, 35-yard line. 34. Now they'll move it up to the 35. So a gain of 4 yards on the play. Second and 6 for the Warriors. Clock down to 3.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Warriors have two timeouts left. Sandy and Christian also with two. The Warriors do have a chance to put a drive together here if they're efficient. Wing T formation now. It was an unbalanced formation last time, single wing. Aired, trying to get to the outside. Can't do it. Stumbled a little bit. He's brought down by Ron. Ron with the tackle at the 3-minute mark. Gained about 3 yards on the play. Third and three, for the Warriors. Tompkins brings it in. He was told to slow down. Don't go in so fast. This is a critical third down. You don't want to leave too much time on the clock if you don't get the third down conversion, but you want to leave enough time if you do get it that you can still finish your drive. Man in motion. The handoff. Aired again. Aired. No, this is Yoakum. Yoakum bouncing. He's going to get the first down. Ball comes loose, but after he hits the ground, they're going to give him forward progress to a first down. The announcer doesn't have a clue what's going on above us, Ron. He was awfully quick to yell fumble, even though every official on the field was saying that the ball was down. Forward progress gets the Warriors a first down at the 44-yard line. Good hard run there by Cooper Yoakum. Yoakum and Aird giving a little life to this running game. If they can just consistently get the blocking they need up front, both of them hitting those holes really hard. It's nice to see. Play comes in from the sideline with Tompkins. Yoakum takes the fake. There's a throw. Intercepted. Walker overthrew Aird, who was the intended target. He just floated that one out across the 50. So you had a first down. After a couple of good runs by Aird and Yoakum, and you go to the air, and it results in a turnover. First and 10. First and 10 SC. Ball at the 48-yard line of the Eagles with a minute 52 left to go in the first half. 14-0 lead in favor of the Eagles. Shotgun formation. Fitzpatrick hands to Coyner up the middle, wrapped up and brought down after a gain of about four. He's a nice looking running back. He really always gets what's blocked. Picks the hole well and then has that explosion to go the distance. They give to him again right up the middle. Breaking tackles, gets to the outside, still going down that right sideline and explodes down inside the 20-yard line. Down to about the 15. That's a run right up the middle of the defense, and then he just bounces it outside. He makes that cut so quick and then accelerates like a good 100-meter sprinter does. First and 10, San Am Christian, and we're going to have a timeout taken by Campuzano for the Warriors. We'll take a quick break here. While he's talking to his boys.
Oregon Equipment Sales, formerly known as OVS, is a one-stop shop for all your ag equipment needs. They carry full lines of Kubota, Land Pride, Steel, and Honda power equipment. With two locations conveniently located outside of McMinnville and Aurora, OES is there to help in any way they can. With parts, sales, and service departments, they can get you back up and running as quickly as possible. Contact them at 503-435-2700 or online at orequipmentsales.com.
Jed McMullen Electric would like to thank the Amity community for all their support over the past 10 years. As Amity alumni, Jed and Kim are proud to support all Warrior athletics and activities. McMullen Electric, your hometown electrical contractor. Call 503-435-9487 for all your electrical needs.
All right. First and 10, ball at about the 15-yard line, maybe the 14. Putting a man in motion. There's the handoff to the running back wrapped up. Mirza, Khalil Mirza coming in on the tackle. We've got a Warrior shaking up on the ground. Little drama on the field for Adam Mirza. He's up, though. He's going to have to come off because they stopped play. So you take yourself out of the game if you let them think you're hurt out there when you're really not. All you did was cost yourself a play, maybe cost your team something by doing that. A minute to go in the first half. So we had a stoppage because of the injury. Now we're going to have a timeout taken by SC. So they've got one timeout left as well. So once again, we'll stop things here and we'll give you a couple of commercials. This is Warrior Football.
Mark your calendar for the Amity Senior Parent Auction, February 3rd, 2024. Mark your calendar for the Amity Senior Parent Auction, February 3rd, 2024. Brian O'Neill Construction has you covered for all your contracting needs. Contact us today at 503-991-0237.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football. 52 seconds left to go in the first half. 14-0 SC on top. SC basically has one weapon, the Coyner kid. And outside of that, they're not that great up front. They're definitely not that great defensively. We've given them the turnovers. Quarterback is not a strong position for them this year. But it's second and 10. Handoff again to Coyner, working that left side. They wrap him up and stop him at about the 6-yard line. I believe that's going to get him about 9 yards, 8 yards. I don't know. We'll see where they mark that. It's going to be second, third and short coming up. 30 seconds to go. SC still has one timeout. They go quick and Coyner wrapped up and brought down the backfield. Miles Oyo with an outstanding play, shooting in there and making a great play. Now 17 seconds, fourth down and about five. We're going to have a timeout taken by SC. What took their coach so long to call that? He almost let them run a play. 14 seconds left to go in the first half. It is fourth and four. Yeah, at least a couple, maybe three. I don't know if it's fourth and four, fourth and five. They haven't updated the scoreboard yet. 14 seconds left to go. 14-0 SC. They took a quick timeout to stop the clock. Fitzpatrick was going to run that play right away. Are they going to take 3 points here, Ron? Are they going to run this? They have no timeouts left. Well, he is, but he's always out there. He's number six, so it looks to me like he's going to kick. Yeah, but I think he's the holder. Yep, kick formation out there. So they're going to go for the field goal. Just a little bit longer than an extra point, like an extra maybe 5 yards. Oh, he's got enough leg to go out to probably a 30-yard field goal, maybe 35. Gurney waiting for the snap. Yeah, get the snap down. And boom! Ball's loose on the ground. Warriors pick it up. It's Cooper Yoakum, and he is tackled with 6 seconds to go. Who was that? Was that Miles Oyua? Miles Oyua raising his hand, taking credit for it anyway. That's what you do, right, JJ? You raise your hand to make sure you get credit for it, right? Yeah, he gets up there, doesn't he? He's got some hops, and he timed that one perfect. He blocked that about at his elbow, I think, man. That was a low kick coming out of there, and Miles did a great job getting up and blocking that so the Warriors don't give up any points. And this is where you just take a knee. Don't try anything stupid here. You've got the ball at the, 22-yard line. They're going to drop and throw under pressure, rolling out to the right, hit and just obliterated at the end of the first half. Now we're going to get some flags coming in as Mirza comes diving in on the pile at the end, taking a shot at somebody from SC. Well, they had Jackson wrapped up, and they came flying in. He didn't go down, and that was the problem. He was continuing to try to make the play. So this penalty will be assessed to start the second half. Will they carry that over through halftime on the kickoff? Yeah, of course. I wonder if SC has the option, do you think? I don't think so. I don't think you can carry that over to a half. You can carry it over on the quarter. Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's going to be, it could be an ejection, though. And it was so far after the whistle, though, that be interesting to see. They're having a long discussion about it. So the officials are having a long discussion, and my guess is that's what they're discussing is whether or not. I mean, the best thing for Amity here is it's half the distance to the goal line. You take a knee and you go into halftime. The worst possible thing is that you get a player ejected, which would also cost him his next game. I mean, he saw his quarterback get hit pretty hard. He was coming in. He felt like it was a late hit, but, you know, it's not your job to officiate when you're the player. So let's see what they call here. They are going to assess them. Kickoff in the second half. So that is halftime, folks. And yeah. Unless they were on two different people. I don't know. But that is the end of the first half with the score. Sandy M. Christian 14, Amity 0. We'll take a break and come back with some stats for you in just a couple of minutes. All right. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football Halftime here from Sandy M. Christian. Warriors trail the Eagles 14-0 in the first half. Amity with 99 total yards, 51 rushing, 48 passing. And Brandon Aird really provided a little bit of a spark on that rushing side. I don't know if we know how many yards he had total. So we'll figure that out here in a second. He's run the ball well and decisively. For Santiam Christian, though, 172 yards rushing, 31 passing, so 203 yards total in the first half. Most of that coming from Coyner, who had, 90 in the second half? 116 total for Coyner, and a touchdown. And we just don't have any answers for him right now. He's just quicker than everybody else on our team. And if he gets a little bit of – we don't hit him in the backfield, and he gets one opening, he's through it and gone. He's a dynamic runner.
Quarterbacks won't beat us.
Now, they're not going to beat us through the air. Their passing is very limited. They scored a touchdown on a little bubble screen. That's just poor execution defensively. That should never go for 19 yards and a touchdown. Yeah. So the Warriors, they've got some work to do in terms of consistency on the offensive side. We'll have two good runs and then, you know, get hit in the backfield or fumble the ball or throw an interception or overthrow somebody and put us into a deficit or get tackled for a loss or something. Seems like we have a hard time putting three good plays together in a row. Some of that's youth. Some of that is, you know, other factors that are going into that, poor decision making, and just things that need to be cleaned up for the Warriors. Yeah. Oh, we're going to be kicking half the distance from our goal line, right? We'll kick from the 20 probably. Well, they'll do 15, so they'll go back. Well, you won't get 30, but you'll get 15 back to the 25 and then 12 and a half. So it'll be at the 12 and a half yard line. We'll be kicking off. They're going to get the ball at 50 yard line if they don't get a return. Yeah. Yeah. No, they were going that way in the second quarter. They'll be going this way. We'll be kicking into the wind to them. Yeah. Moran and I are struggling directionally here. We'll get it figured out.
The thing about having is that means he can get a better fullback to Cooper.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't have to rely on Cooper as the primary running back.
Younger folks, would you please clear off the field so that we can practice once they get on?
Well, K-12, and they have they had a parent family night thing going on tonight, so I think probably a back to school night kind of thing, and then a home football game, and so they just kind of spun that into one big party here this evening, which is cool. So lots of people on hand for the game tonight. It is nice that they keep everybody off the sideline. He has a nice compact motion. Here's the deal. He's a baseball player. He plays infield. He knows how to make that short throw. Ron and I both with baseball backgrounds, both coaching and playing, and we know, you know, you can tell a lot. That quick little cannon, like a second baseman making that quick throw. And we see it in a lot of professional and college quarterbacks, like Caleb Williams. I mean, you can just see that background, right? That ability to change your arm angle and make that. Kyler Murray was that way, right? Mahomes was a very, very good baseball player. And what you see is that if you don't know baseball, if you're an infielder, if you're an outfielder, you always throw the same way. Pitchers always throw the same way. Catchers pretty much throw mostly the same way. But second baseman and shortstops, especially, sometimes third baseman, have to throw from all kinds of weird angles. And so you learn to throw everything from an overhand to like a three-quarter to a sidearm to even an underhand sometimes on a little quick flip. And you see Mahomes do that in the NFL all the time. He doesn't care what the angle is. He can sneak that ball under you, over you, through you. He could probably throw it left-handed if he needed to pretty well.
We got a lot of Ollie's.
Oregon State guy, yeah.
He drafted the Major League. He has a 95-mile-an-hour fastball.
Yep.
You can tell when he passes, it's a clean.
Sharp. What he doesn't do very well is always put touch on the ball. Sometimes he's got the old Brett Favre syndrome from the 90s, right? I'm going to throw that ball on target as hard as I can, and you just catch it. But, you know. Yeah, he's a big guy.
He throws 95-mile-an-hour fastball. He was drafted.
The question is he a baseball player or an NFL player down the road? If he's an NFL player, is he a quarterback? He's got a lot of work to do to get to NFL-level quarterbacking skills. There's a long ways to go. There's so many good quarterbacks in college right now.
Clemson saw that.
Yes. Yeah.
He should be a Clemson. You're going to get a full right side from Clemson.
And then have them walk away from you, right?
He's starting quarterback for two
yeah.
years.
And then have them say, okay, yeah, go ahead. We'll take somebody else. But he brings that run pass threat. He's definitely a dual threat quarterback at Oregon State.
Be a challenge.
Who do they have tomorrow?
Washington State at home.
Oh.
Washington State is a tough place to play.
Yeah, always. And they're not a bad team.
Their quarterback's good.
Yep. Yep, not a bad team at all. I don't even know what the schedule is tomorrow, Ron. Ducks have got Colorado. At Eugene. I'd say I'm going to give you my score prediction here. I think that's 36 for Oregon and 24 for Colorado. 36-24.
Colorado lost their best guy.
They did Hunter. Yeah, he's out. But well, I'm giving them 36 points. We'll see. You think more than that? So, who's Oregon State have you said?
Cougars.
At the Cougars. Yep, Washington State. That's a tough one. Oregon State should win that. But, you know, if you want to be a legit top 20 team, you got to win that game. Yep. And I don't even know who my Trojans have tomorrow. Who do they play? They've got they don't have Utah, do they? Can't remember. Terrible.
You don't have anything else in your mind, do you?
Huh. I always have about 6,000 things on my mind. College football is. We had a pre-construction or a pre-bid meeting for all the subcontractors today. We had about 45 or 50 subcontractors represented there. Big group.
USC, Arizona
State. Arizona State. So USC should stick. They should stick 50 on the board. That's kind of what they average. Put 50 something on the board on ASU. Caleb Williams will throw for 4 touchdowns because he's the man. He's fun to watch, Ron. You may not be a USC fan, but man, he's fun to watch. Yeah.
Him and his dad.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have. Yeah.
No, he's making $4 million.
Yeah. I don't need to come out. You know, basically, if it's the Cardinals, I don't want to go.
State college, you make $4 million.
And here's the deal. Here's the deal with Caleb Williams. He could pull an Eli Manning and just say, yeah, don't draft me because I won't play for you. We haven't seen anybody do that since Eli. John Elway did that, remember? And then Eli Manning did that in, what was that? Man, was that 2003 or something? Way back, right? Maybe not that. Maybe farther back, maybe 99. Eli Manning did that, and I lost a lot of respect for him when he did that because if he'd gone to San Diego, he would have been. That was a pretty good situation, too. He just didn't want to be on the West Coast. So instead, I don't remember who they took in that draft, San Diego, when they traded out of that spot. That wasn't the Merriman draft, was it? Because they had a starting quarterback, Ron. They had Phillip Rivers. So you trade away Drew Brees. That's tough. So, all right, we are ready to go in the second half here. Thank you for joining us this evening. It is 14-0 in favor. Yeah, I think it should be the other way, but it's not my job to figure out, you know. They were just going that way, weren't they?
Yeah, I guess we do get the win.
We're going to need it because we are kicking this ball from – I think it should be like the 12.5. We'll see how they assessed it here. Let me get back up on my bleachers here. Ugh. Ron and I are on these rickety bleachers, and I'm trying to stand up on the back of them with no fence behind me. Oh, here's your sheet. Okay, so the Warriors will kick off from about their own 12-yard line. 12.5, as we estimated. So the returners are set up at the 40. That ball is not getting that far. I think they're going to field this at about the 50-yard line. Conquelo is going to be kicking. If he carries this ball 35 yards, that would be a pretty decent kick for him. Is that Coyner back there?
No, Bernie and Bosshart.
Bosshart?
Who?
Gurney and Bosshart. Bosshart? Well, I'm going with Bosshart. That's what I've always called him. Why don't they have Coiner back there returning kicks? But everybody's on the field. I've never understood this. If both teams are ready to go and they don't want to warm up more, you're actually cooling them down by making them have to wait for this clock to run down. We still have a minute to wind down on the clock, I guess. Both teams are on the field ready to go. So we wait. Everybody tries to stay loose out there. Yeah, tell me why they don't have Coiner back returning kicks. So in case they, but why wouldn't he be deep? Why wouldn't he be your primary kick returner? He is by far their best runner. It's not even close. Sandy and Kristen, currently coached by Justin Carley. That's a familiar last name, though, isn't it? I don't know. Maybe this Corvallis Official Association doesn't let you start early. They shouldn't have spotted the ball out there, right? They shouldn't have given the ball to the kicker if they weren't going to have the clock reset. All right, we're just about ready to go here. In favor of Sandy M. Christian as we start the third quarter. Conquelo set to kick off from his own 12.5-yard line after those double penalties to finish off the first half. We'd still go back to the 35, right? He drills this one deep. It bounces at the 48, picked up at the 44. Trying to get outside. Cuts back across the grain. Still going. Still going across the 30 to the 25 and drug down at about the 17 or 18 yard line. That was returned by number 2, Bosshart. Terrible tackling coverage by the Warriors. I mean, there were probably 8 guys that had a shot at tackling him there, and nobody really did even grab the jersey. Didn't even try to hang on. They're going to spot that ball at the 18-yard line. First and 10 Eagles now with a super short field. Fitzpatrick still in at quarterback. 2 running backs. Going to hand off to Smith. Smith up the middle. Cuts back. Wrapped up. Brought down at about the 15. Maybe the 16-yard line. Gain of a couple. Second and 8 coming up. Yoakum in on the tackle. If that would have been Coiner, he would have got 10 more yards. Second and 8. Coiner to the left of Fitzpatrick, the quarterback. He's got 4 wides, and we've got... What was that whistle about? Warriors have an equipment issue. Adam Mirza goes out. Fitzpatrick takes the snap, looking to his right, throws a little bubble screen. He's down. Little sliding catch. Love it. The fans were right on top of that one, Ron, making sure the officials knew that he was down. He tried to pop up like he was playing professional football. So they lose some yards. It's going to be 3rd and 12. They lost 4 yards on that play. That's the problem with a bubble screen. You're throwing that behind the line of scrimmage. Easy for that to be a negative play. In this case, it was. So 3rd and 12 for the Eagles. They bring a man in motion from the right slot. They fake the handoff to him, look to throw into the slot off Coiner's hands, and incomplete. Again, there's that example of no touch on the pass. He threw that ball through a fastball at Coiner. Coiner had to reach up for it. It went off his hands, fell harmlessly to the ground. Closest Warrior to that was Mason Mendez, left cornerback. Yeah, I think they'll go for the field goal here. Well, might be out of his range. He got that last one blocked, right? They might not feel good about his low trajectory with Miles in there. So they go trips to the left, one wide receiver to the right. Coiner The only back, I think they pitch the hand off to Coyner going to the left. Fake to Coyner, throw left, little bubble screen. Good closeout by Adam Mirza, and he makes the tackle. Good job by Adam pursuing from his defensive tackle position. Down on the field, Mendez for the Warriors, slow to get up. Great play by Adam there, and it'll be Amity Warrior football on the turnover on downs. First and 10 Warriors, and they're going to put this ball at about the 15-yard line. Good job by Amity. That's great pursuit by Adam right there. Shows those little flashes of what he's capable of doing, right? He's a good athlete, strong. Needs to play with less drama and more focus. I think we could all agree on that. Mom would probably agree with this as well. He's playing right guard as well. Maverick Melton, the center. Walker, under center. Wing T. And a hand to Aird. He is, by Quelo, brought down in the backfield. What a play there. What number is that? 30? Loss of about 2 or 3. Yeah, it wasn't Coyner. That was this guy with the, I can't see what number that is. That on the left side of the line there. 30 maybe? 20? I can't tell. Is that number 20 or 30? On the left end, yeah. 80. I think he's the one that actually made the play. Larson. I can't tell if that's a 3, a 2, or an 8, Ron. I don't have my glasses on. It's an 8. I'll go with you on that. All right, Warriors in a 2nd and 15. There's a counter. Aird brought down after a short gain back to the 11-yard line. Might have picked up a yard. Coyner's everywhere, man. Calling his name everywhere on defense and on offense. A good athlete. It's amazing, though. You would think that once you know that that guy is that dynamic, you might try double blocking him, you know, throw a little double team at him, the offensive line, run right at him with extra blocker. When you run away from him, he's going to chase you down. He's faster than anybody you've got. 3rd and 14 for the Warriors after the gain of 1 for Aird. Walker looking to pass. Throws over the middle. It's got his man. No! Off the hands of Sexton. Sexton would have had that at the 40-yard line. The pass right on target from Walker to Sexton. Sexton can't believe he dropped it. I think it was interfered with in terms of his visibility a little bit as the defensive back went up and almost made a play on it. But you got to... got to secure that when it hits you in the hands. Good pass by Walker. Even if he had fallen down, he would have been at the 40-yard line. We'll take that. So 4th and 14, Quelo set to punt. He's standing on the goal line. Gets off a good end-over-end punt, except that it's fielded at the 40. Going to the right, room to run. Too much speed all the way down inside the 10 to the goal line. Bossart forced out. Nope, they're going to say touchdown. Looks like he got the pylon there. You got to have a little more direction on your punting. Punted it right to him. The coverage couldn't get there that quick. And Bossart able to take it to the house. 40-yard punt return makes it a 20-0 game. Special teams have really hurt the Warriors here. I mean, first they had the kickoff return that was brought back inside the 15-yard line, or that down to the 18-yard line. Now they have a punt return for a touchdown. There's going to be a flag. This one won't count. They had a guy late coming on. At that point, you're just better off. So you're going to have an illegal substitution. So they'll back it up 5 yards and try it again. Yeah, he didn't need to try to come on.
So then that would be illegal.
Yeah, probably. Either way, it's a 5-yard penalty, whether it's procedure or, yeah. All right. Well, neither do I sometimes, so. Gurney will try this kick again. This time, ball's going to be spotted by the holder at the 15, so it'll be a 25-yard attempt. Ooh, high snap, gets it down, and hits it. Hammers it through. He's got a powerful leg. He just doesn't get a lot of trajectory in the ball. Yeah. It explodes off his foot. 21-0, Sandy M. Christian, 8:32 left to go in the third quarter. We'll be right back.
Oregon Equipment Sales, formerly known as OVS, is a one-stop shop for all your ag equipment needs. They carry full lines of Kubota, Land Pride, Steel, and Honda power equipment. With two locations conveniently located outside of McMinnville and Aurora, OES is there to help in any way they can. With parts, sales, and service departments, they can get you back up and running as quickly as possible. Contact them at 503-435-2700 or online at orequipmentsales.com.
Back. Ready for the kickoff here as Gurney gets his ball set up on the tee at the 40-yard line. Mendez back deepest at the 10-yard line. Gurney just crushes this into the end zone. No, it's down to the 1-yard line. It's at the 5. The Warriors need to recover and might. That is the funkiest hop you will ever see a kick take on a kickoff. That ball should have gone into the end zone. It hit. It checked up at the 1-yard line and rolled back to about the 4. Warriors recovered at the 5-yard line. Crazy bounce. Have you ever seen a kickoff do that?
Inside the five,
yeah, it hit at the 1 and then bounced back and towards the sideline, and we had that happen. Of course, we didn't field a kickoff last week, right? Yeah, acted like it was a punt. So at least they learned that you got to get on the ball. But that was crazy. I don't know if I've seen a kickoff ever do that. Warriors with the ball, handoff coming to the right side, racked up. Cooper Yoakum stopped at the 5-yard line, so no gain on the play. Second down and 10.
Cooper Yoakum on the carry, brought down very quickly by Clay Larson. Pick up of 1 in the second down.
Larson on the tackle. They're going to give him 1 yard on that, maybe a half a yard. 8 minutes to go, third quarter. No, there are no big holes, that's for sure. Previt or something, yeah. Warriors, 2nd and 9 from the 6. And we're going to have a false start. So that'll back them up 3 yards. Put them at a 2nd and 12 from the 3. The Warriors in a real jam here. 2nd and 12 from the 3-yard line, their own 3-yard line, without a running game that has been effective at all. This is where you need just to have somebody who can just pound out 3 yards of carry right up the middle. West Streeter would have taken it 97 yards up the middle. Walker under center. They go on the counter. Nowhere to go there. Quelo taken down. Might have lost a yard. It's going to be 3rd and 13. I mean, at this point, you might as well pass because you're not running the ball. I think this is going to be a pass play, Ron. I think Jackson Walker is going to be looking for Brandon Aird out of the backfield. That's what I think. My guess. Walker under center. Looking to throw. Rolls to his left. Throws deep. And it's caught. Bradley Sexton at the 40, the 50. He is going to house this. Down to the 10, the 5. Touchdown. 98 yards. Jackson Walker to Bradley Sexton. Oh, my goodness. 98 yards. Is that a record for Amity football? That's the only question that comes to my mind right now. Have we ever had a 98-yard pass play before? Wow. Bradley Sexton got behind the defense. He actually got tripped up a little bit. It could have been a pass interference call.
Walker had time to throw the ball.
A little roll to his left, good protection, and then threw one that Bradley could run under. Yeah, he's improved so much since the first game of the year. It's just insanely different watching him pass the ball now. What a play. Walker to Bradley, or to Sexton. We're going to be saying that a lot the next 2 years. This is the best wide receiver we've had since Richardson. And we're going to have a timeout taken. That got everybody a little excited. We got a timeout taken here prior to the 2-point conversion attempt. We'll take a quick break here and throw a commercial your way.
Jed McMullen Electric would like to thank the Amity community for all their support over the past 10 years. As Amity alumni, Jed and Kim are proud to support all Warrior athletics and activities. McMullen Electric, your hometown electrical contractor. Call 503-435-9487 for all your electrical needs.
Mark your calendar for the Amity Senior Parent Auction, February 3rd, 2024. Brian O'Neill Construction has you covered for all your contracting needs. Contact us today at 503-991-0237.
Warrior football. Warriors just converted a 98-yard touchdown pass. Walker to Sexton. Couple of sophomores. Sexton caught the ball at the 40 and just pulled away for 60 yards after that. 60 yards after the catch. And the catch was 38 air yards, Ron. He did. Well, it was farther, 38 from the line of scrimmage. All right, Warriors line up for two. Oh, this is the power left formation here. Bring a man in motion. We got a pass, looking, rolling to his right. He's got air toss. Good for the 2-point conversion. Air came in motion, and Jackson Walker feeling a lot better about things. Great job by Walker. Dad's telling him, hey, nice job. Now calm down and get ready to keep playing. But that's a whole different attitude right there when you convert a 98-yard touchdown pass, I'll tell you. That was a fantastic job by the Warriors. And that was a 3rd and 13 from their own 2-yard line. Maybe the least likely outcome you could think of. Exactly. We were both thinking, how are they going to punt with 1 foot on the back line? That's how you end up with a safety real quick or a blocked punt out of the end zone. Yeah. So the Warriors respond with an 8-point trip down the field. It's 21-8 with 6:06 left to go in the third quarter. Puelo, the ball spotted at the 40, ready to kick off. Yeah. That line just has to keep improving. That's the biggest challenge, is get that line stronger. They go with an onside kick. It's scooped up. Puelo ends up making the tackle at the 35-yard line. Scooped up by number 16. I don't see that name in there. He said Nash. Tried an onside kick, tried to keep that momentum going. I don't blame him. You're down 2 scores on the road. You just shot him with an arrow for 98 yards. Come back and see if you can capitalize on that. But now the defense is going to have to step up. Ball marked at the 36-yard line. 6:02 left to go, third quarter. Fitzpatrick, still the quarterback. Yeah, that's a false start. Coiner started to lean forward and couldn't stop himself. So back themselves up 5 yards to the 41. So first and 15 now. That's just one of those running backs do that all the time, Ron. They start leaning. Hey, Reagan did that every time last year. They never called it, but there was too much of a delay there. He got up on his toes, and he just couldn't stop himself from continuing to fall forward. Coiner to the left of Fitzpatrick. Two wide receivers left, one right. The hand to, no, this is Smith. Smith wrapped up and brought down. Cooper Yoakum, the first Warrior to get there. Meeker in on the tackle as well as Quelo. So that 5 yard gain puts it at the 35 yard line. It'll be second and 9, 6 yard gain. Well, they had a, yeah. Pointer on the bench. Smith, lone running back. They give to him again. He's got a little running room up the middle. Cuts to the right. Down across the 25-yard line. Or about the 25, 26. They're going to say just short of the 25. The 26-yard line. First and 10 SC. OU and Sexton in on the tackle. Warriors. Trying to stiffen this defense with 5 minutes and counting to go here in the third quarter. First and 10, Eagles. Fitzpatrick gets the snap, hands off again. This one wrapped up. That's Khalil Mirza in on the tackle, coming in from that linebacker position. Zips in there and maybe a yard on the play. They're going to say no gain, second and 10. All to 25-yard line. Great cheerleading squad. Warriors travel down here. Coach Angela Neistat does a fantastic job of them. Fitzpatrick in the shotgun. Snap, hands off to Smith. Trying to get outside. Does. Turns it up a little bit. He's going to be brought down after a gain of about 5. 6 maybe, 7, 8, 9, I can't tell. Looks like 9 yards. Third and 1 for the Eagles. So he paid his penance for getting the false start. Almost for sure. Coiner to the left of Fitzpatrick. Nope, they give to Adams or Smith again, and he is brought down. Cooper Yoakum in on that tackle, along with Meeker, Quelo. Stop him short. You can lose a yard. It's going to be 4th and 3 yards to go. Ball spotted at about the 18-yard line of Amity. So a 4th down conversion attempt coming here. After getting their field goal blocked, I don't think they'll be trying that again from distance. Two wides to the left, one to the right. Coiner. Then we're going to have a timeout taken by Coach Baltazano. The official's complaining that he started walking on the field before the official called the timeout. Even though he saw the official putting the whistle to his mouth as he started to walk out. And now he's criticizing Coach Campuzano for entering the field too quick. That's pretty tacky. I mean, once you know that timeout's getting called, you've called it, the officials recognized it. I don't think there's an issue there. That's kind of nitpicking to me. He warns Campuzano. Doesn't throw a flag, though. Watch the cheerleaders do their stunting here on the sideline. Little toss in the air, all three girls. Safely caught. A nice round of applause from the fans here. Warriors traveled pretty well tonight. We probably got, just in the bleachers to our left, probably about 50 people here. All right, here we go. 4th and 3. Ball at the 18-yard line, spotted on the right hash mark. Coiner to the left of Fitzpatrick. Smith to the right. Both have been effective runners tonight. Two wides right, one left. Fitzpatrick claps his hands. Oh, they're trying to draw him off sides. They give to Coyner. Coyner trying to bounce outside. Gets off one tackle, then stacked up. It's going to be close. First down. Got down to, he got about five on the run, it looks like, down to about the 13-yard line. He bounced that out to the outside of the tackle and cut it up the field. It was stacked up, but got five. They needed three. First and 10, Eagles. Ball at the 13-yard line of Amity. Fitzpatrick hands to Coyner again, trying to get outside. Racked up, brought down. We got a flag coming in. They threw that right at a Sandy Am Christian player who was laying on the ground. It's going to be a hold against Sandy Am Christian. So that's going to back them up 10 yards from the spot of the foul. The spot of the foul looked like it was at about the 11 or 12-yard line. So it should be back around the 21, 22 after they mark this off. And to find out if you want the play or not, it would be second and maybe 9 or first and about 20, first and 19 maybe. You have to. SC's already broken their huddle. They haven't even marked the ball back yet. So they mark this back at the 21-yard line. So it's going to be first and about 19, I think. Maybe first and 18. First and a lot. Coyner to the left of Fitzpatrick. Brings a man in motion from the right slot. They give it to him. Trying to get outside. Cooper Yoakum gets off the block and makes a great tackle. They were holding on to him. Didn't want to let him go. Finally, Yoakum got loose. Made a great play. Great closing speed there by Cooper Yoakum. Maybe a yard? Two? So second and 18 they're going to go with. Okay, ball right at the 20-yard line. Second down. Warriors down 21-8. Yeah, three wides to the right. They've thrown a screen a couple of times in this to the middle guy. Fitzpatrick takes the snap, wants to throw, throws it over the head. Is it a live ball? I think it is. Picked up by Quaylo. They're going to say incomplete pass. Why didn't he say that when that ball hit the ground? Why was he waiting to make that signal until after it was picked up? Oh, unbelievable that they took the, it was Quaylo hustled down there. I'm just curious why the white hat waited so long to say that was an incomplete pass. As soon as it hit the ground, he should have been saying incomplete. He waited till that bounced and Quaylo scooped it up. Well, maybe that you might be right. Third and 18. That was almost a huge play for the Warriors defense. Yeah, you nailed it. If it hadn't gone trips, they'd done that, right? Fitzpatrick brings a man in motion, takes the snap, hands the Coyner up the middle, cuts back, and they wrap him up at about the 10. It's going to bring up fourth at about 6 maybe or 7. Fourth and 6, they're saying. Ball at this 8-yard line, 9-yard line, about the 9. They need to get to the 3 for a first down. So fourth down, they may kick. They're going to kick it here, Ron. So Miles Oyewa needs to get back in the middle of the field. Does he know? Miles is out on that left defensive end. Is he going to move to the, he's not going to go to the middle for the block attempt. So we're waiting for the kick. Gurney gets it up, and it's, oh, that one wobbled through. Yeah, I don't know why he waited. He acted like he didn't know it was going to be a field goal attempt. So it's 24-8 in favor of Sandy Am Christian. We'll take a quick break and be back after these messages. This is Amity Warrior Football.
Mark your calendar for the Amity Senior Parent Auction, February 3rd, 2024. Brian O'Neill Construction has you covered for all your contracting needs. Contact us today at 503-991-0237.
Contact Tim Harsma at Country Financial today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like. To protect what matters most, call Tim Harsma at Country Financial, 503-565-2043.
Warrior football, 1:24 left to go, third quarter, 24-8 in favor of Sandingham Christian as they wobbled a field goal through. That ball was laying on its side going through the air. There's a line drive kick, bounces a few times, picked up by Mendez. Mason Mendez trying to get left. Hit stacked up at about the 25. Just driven backwards a lot. He's not very big. So ball's going to be spotted at the 25, 26, somewhere right in there. We'll call it the 25 and a half. First and 10 Warriors. Man, you almost want to come out and pass right away, don't you? You haven't had a lot of luck running the ball consistently. Wouldn't surprise me to see us come out and fire another one towards Bradley Sexton. But you know what happened against Iowa is they just start dropping like 6 and 7 guys into coverage because they knew we couldn't run the ball. So you still have to have that threat of the run. This is standard coverage here. Walker under center. Takes the snap. Hands off. Run going left. Going to pick up a couple of yards. Yoakum picks up 3. 2nd and 7. Coach Berkey sending in the play call with Tompkins. Nice night here. Temperature stayed comfortable. Rain in the forecast coming up this weekend, though, of course. Coming up on about 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Warriors are going with this little breeze. Walker fumbles the ball. Falls on it. He pulled out of there a little too quick. I think that was going to Aird. So it's going to be 3rd and 9. 3rd and 8, something like that. So now the Warriors in another hole here. 3rd and 9, deep in their own territory. That was just one of those pulled out a little too quick. They are. That is the end of the third quarter, so Balt will use this as a timeout to get his offense ready to go as they head to the fourth quarter, down 24-8. Amity Warrior Football, brought to you by these sponsors.
Did you know that the health of your teeth and mouth has a direct impact on your body's overall health? This makes regular dental visits very important. Copper Dental, the office of Dr. Melinda Judd, located on 2nd Street in McMinnville, is a great office to receive this regular care. At Copper Dental, they strive to treat every patient in a friendly and professional manner. There are also 2 golden retrievers, Copper and Rusty, who are there to greet and help calm patients every day. Copper Dental accepts many dental insurance plans, so if you're looking for a friendly dental office and you love dogs, this may be the place for you. Mention this ad when calling to schedule your new patient appointment. The staff at Copper Dental, and especially Dr. Judd, want to shout out, Go Warriors!
Mark your calendar for the Amity Senior Parent Auction, February 3rd, 2024. Brian O'Neill Construction has you covered for all your contracting needs. Contact us today at 503-991-0237.
Warrior football. Warriors with the ball. 3rd and 9, balls at the 27-yard line of Amity. Start of the fourth quarter. I think it's a pass too, Ron. I think you're a genius. That kind of analysis, that's why people tune in so they can hear us say, it's probably a pass on 3rd and 9. We're going to have a false start. So it's going to be 3rd and 14. Brandon Aird got a little head start there on the forward movement. So it'll be 3rd and 14 instead. They'll back this up to the 22. Probably doesn't change the play call, Rod. So tell me why Oyua isn't a tight end. Seems like he should be able to block about anybody out there with his physique. Jackson, Walker, steps back, rolls to his right, going to have a hold. He hits Aird. It'd be enough for the first down and more, but there's going to be a hold in the backfield. This one's coming back. The thing is, that hold was not – oh, that's going to be a chop block. Wasn't necessary because Jackson had enough room as he rolled out to his right to make that pass. Nobody was going to get to him. That is an unfortunate. Well, it'll be half the distance, right? So it'll be at the 11-yard line. No, he said 75 went low. Is there a 75 out there? There's no 75. That's not what he said. You might be right. Maybe somebody went low when somebody was engaged up high. So now the ball back at the 11. That play call would get him the same thing. That was a good pass from Walker to Aird. Up the right sideline. Aird would have had that first down and about 10 more yards. Jackson Walker now with a long down. Drops. He's got to throw this one quick. Off his back foot. It's just a heave-ho, and it's caught. We got a flag. We might have a roughing the passer. Oh, my goodness. If this is a – yep, personal foul. Roughing the passer. It's going to be an automatic first down. Oh, it was 3rd and 25. It'll be 1st and 10, Warriors. Just so eager to get to the quarterback. That lack of discipline gets him in trouble. Yeah, Coiner with the penalty. Yep, twice. So – it's an automatic first down. Wow. That is devastating if you are San Diego Christian. They had the interception. They had the turnover. It was a bad pass by Walker. He was throwing off his back foot. Turns out great. 1st and 10, Warriors. Ball now at the 26-yard line of Amity, which is about where this all started, Ron. When we started this quarter, we were at the 26, I think. I'd come back with a pass right here. That's not what they're expecting. Walker on the counter. Oh, he's got room. It's Conquero to the left side and a flag. Another penalty on the Warriors. And another flag coming in late. We may have offsetting penalties here. Maverick was how far up the field there? Maverick Melton was 20 yards up the field trying to block somebody. You gotta love that hustle. But I think we have offsetting penalties. Quelo had a nice run. They called a hold behind him. Somebody didn't disengage. But then. It was behind him. I just think somebody didn't disengage. And then this other penalty might be after the play. They may call the second one a dead ball. So the Warriors may go back 10 and then up 15 and have an automatic first down. That's what I think should happen here. Let's see what the white hat says. He's close enough. We're going to be able to hear this. He's done a pretty good job of projecting his voice. Holding against Amity. That's declined. Oh. So Maverick Melton got a personal foul. They're going to back it up from the end of the play. So it'll be.
I'm sorry, that doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. Why would you do that?
Why would you
Yeah. All right. So it'll be second down and about 10 yards to go here. So it would have been first and 10. It would have been first and 10 back from, I think it ends up in the same way. You either move back 15 from the end of the run or 10 from the spot of the foul, and I think you end up at first and 10 either way. I don't think it mattered which one of those penalties they took. All right, first and 10, Warriors ball at the 30-yard line or 25-yard line. And hand off. Yoakum getting outside. Comes up field. He's got room to run. He'll go across the 50, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Amity! Cooper Yoakum rips off a 70-yard touchdown pass. 75-yard touchdown pass. What a run by Yoakum as he shows the wheels to pull away. No, it was a run. Just a counter. Warriors cut this to a 10-point lead. They're going to go for two. That's the second monster play of this second half. A 98-yard touchdown pass and now a 75-yard touchdown run. Cooper with a little shot of adrenaline there as he took off down this sideline right in front of us. Couldn't have had a better view than where we were sitting with 11:16 to go. In the fourth quarter, the Warriors have a chance to cut this to 8 points, a one-score game. Walker, under center. Aired in motion, gonna throw. Intercepted. No? Incomplete. Knocked down. So it's a 10-point game, so it's a two-score game, two-possession game. Warriors. Though, cut this to 10, 24-14, making it a lot more respectable. We'll be right back.
Contact Tim Harsma at Country Financial today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own, no matter what it looks like. To protect what matters most, call Tim Harsma at Country Financial, 503-565-2043.
Amity Warrior football. Warriors down 10, 24-14. Two huge plays for scores here in the second half for the Warriors. A 98-yard touchdown pass from Walker to Sexton, and then Cooper Yoakum showing some wheels that we have absolutely no idea he had, running away from everybody on a 75-yard touchdown run. Fantastic job by the junior fullback. I'll tell you, the threat of Aird back there helps. Another onside kick. This one picked up at the 49-yard line. So the onside kick covered by Santa Am Christian. They'll have the ball at their own 49-yard line. See if this Warrior defense can take some of that offensive energy and convert it into some stops here. Last time down the field, they held them to a field goal. Let's see if they can do better this time. Coach Baltazar Campuzano calling out the defensive play from the sideline, the formation he wants. You need to see Miles Oyua have an impact here. Fitzpatrick in the shotgun, takes a snap, hands, Coiner up the middle, breaks across the 40 for a first down. Man, that was a big hole. He was not touched until he was 8 yards up the field. 14-yard gain, I don't think that's right. That's a 13-yard gain to the 38-yard line. Well, they were at the 49, so 13 yards to the 38. Fitzpatrick in the shotgun, Coiner to his left. to be an all-coin or drive. They give it to him again. Cuts to the right. Brought down after a gain of about 5 yards, maybe 6. And that's Quelo with the tackle. I got to give him 6 yards on it. Second and 4 coming up for the Eagles. Second and 4 from the 32 of Amity. Warriors need a big play here defensively, especially right now. You get a tackle for a loss, it would be huge. Fitzpatrick's going to hand a corner again. Wrapped up near the line of scrimmage. He's going to pick up a couple of yards. Falling forward. It's going to be third and a couple. Trundy on the tackle. Warriors need some of their leaders here. Oyua, Mirza, Yoakum. One of these guys needs to step up and make a big play here. Third and 2. Ball at the 30-yard line of Amity. This is going to be a corner drive all the way. And fake the corner. Throw quick. Caught at the 20. Brought down at the 19. It's a big tight end there, number 40. Get a name on that guy. I don't have him in the roster. That's an ineligible receiver if he's not on the roster, right? Nice quick little seam route there from Fitzpatrick to O'Reilly, I guess.